Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So Joe Biden cares not who he is going to be facing, hypothetically, in the November election, whether it would be Donald Trump or Nikki Haley. He said he didn't care when he was asked about that. I'm wondering, just wondering, folks, if maybe he doesn't care because he kind of thinks he might step down anyway, that it's probably going to be just Gavin Newsom. Let Gavin handle it. But, of course, you never know. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. We are here. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this hour if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But also in the meantime, you can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message or if you have a question, like to ask Denise a question using that method. That's also a great way to do that. And folks, so welcome to everybody listening to the program, of course, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and everybody along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. They work very hard for the program. We appreciate it very much. Head over to GCNlive.com as well to pick up the live stream for the program whenever we're live. All right, well, we're going to talk again here with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Happy Wednesday to you, Denise.
I'm happy it's Wednesday.
Yes, I am too, because it means we're halfway there already, and it's been a great week already of broadcasting. And, well, you know, just in the intro I was mentioning there, you know, so Joe Biden says he doesn't care if it's Haley or Trump. You know, he just says, I don't care, and he walked off towards the helicopter.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that was probably a true statement, and I believe that's probably the discussions that are happening in and around his campaign in the White House. So I think he spoke the truth, amazingly enough.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, there's a couple of things too. There was an article earlier about Kamala Harris, that she's evidently trying to fix the Biden campaign strategy. Is that somebody that they would turn to? Does she have that much pull to say, here's what you're doing wrong, everybody?
Well, I mean, the campaign is put her out there and postured her to do that, you know, but she has to also rehabilitate herself, and which is not going to happen. You know, they come as a pair, so...
Right. That's exactly right. And she has more dismal ratings, it seems, than Biden does.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely correct.
Well, so, sort of turning to a more serious kind of thing here, I guess, we did see that the United States did veto the UN resolution about the...
The only veto.
That's right. The only veto. That's right. So you know, where does everything stand with this kind of thing? Because yesterday we were hearing the United States had developed a text for such a resolution that would call for a ceasefire temporarily and also try to keep Israel from going into Rafah.
Yeah, we prepare it, we put it out there, and then we veto it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't tell the players you had a program on this thing. And meanwhile, of course, you have Arab American groups that are trying to derail Joe Biden in the primaries across several states, primarily in Michigan, but other states as well.
Well, that's because they're pro-Palestine.
Right, exactly. And they're actually calling for Biden to resign. I mean, this is all political machinations, obviously, but this is something that they're
Michigan.
Worried about that. Yeah.
He needs Michigan. That's why they're in a panic, and that's probably why they, you know, put the resolution there and then quietly vetoed it, hoping that none of the Palestinians, you know, with the Rashida Tlaib crowd with notice, but, you know, they clearly did.
Well, sure. Alan Dershowitz was talking about the idea of going into Rafah. He was saying that this is, they've got a lot of, you know, facilities there, command and control apparatus.
Absolutely.
And to not go to Rafah would be tantamount to just saying, okay, Hamas, you know, you're going to be able to regroup faster than you thought.
Yeah, you know, and I have said, if there's anything that's going to look like a Palestinian state, it needs to be on the other side of Rafah, which means it needs to be in the Sinai. But, you know, what's Egypt doing? Oh, they're building a wall. What?
That's right. A huge wall.
Building.
Yeah.
So they don't want them. So, you know, that truly needs to be the message here. Not a single Arab country wants all these people.
Indeed. Indeed. And that's very telling.
Well, it's been Israel's problem for what, 15 years?
Right.
Or more? Much more, actually. And so, why does it have to be Israel's problem anymore? You know, Israel doesn't want Gaza back, but it really wants it to be, you know, no man's land, no space. We'll manage Gaza, but there's not going to be any Palestinians, and there's not going to be Hamas there. So, you want a Palestinian state? Then pick some place. You know, let's take a look at Jordan. You know, how's that working out? You know, Palestinians are still living in tents in Jordan after years and years and years. So how's that whole UNRWA thing working out?
Well, exactly. But, of course, the main thrust is that, you know, the Palestinians, as they're called, a lot of this is manipulation to simply continue a terrorist warfare, basically, against the state of Israel. You know, otherwise, there would be these practical solutions you're talking about, and they would be embraced, or they would be called for. They would be discussed, but nothing's on the table, even.
Well, you know, Putin seems to have a pretty cozy relationship with the Palestinian leadership and with the leadership of Hamas. I mean, they're invited back over to Moscow again, I think, this week. So why doesn't he pay up? You know, I mean, you want to put a non-Arab country into the mix? You know, okay. Putin, what's your suggestion? Now you got the leaders of Hamas that are actually in Cairo now, talking about this whole ceasefire and prisoner swap.
Indeed. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition continues. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Right. We are continuing through the overnight hours, everybody, across America. Glad that you're with us. Kyle Warren with you. And telephone number is 949-822-7959. And, of course, we're going to be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our great guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome again. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, it's sometimes really mind-boggling, you know, the enormity of how the left goes after not just Trump but all things political. It just seems like, you know, there are no real solutions. It's all politics. It's all rhetoric. It's all part of the what I call the ideological decision-making matrix, and they just, you know, try to make everybody think that, hey, guess what? You know, we're going to solve these things through our political agenda. But there's a great article, by the way, in the New York Post, an opinion piece that basically shows, or is reporting, I should say, that Biden is in the upcoming State of the Union address. He's going to talk about a bold move about an executive order that's going to, quote, dramatically staunch the record flow of migrants into the Southwest, unquote. So,
he's done all he can do.
Right, bingo.
Found the pen and the phone.
I guess so.
The missing pen and phone.
Yeah, so, I mean, this tells me that, again, this is just part and parcel of simply saying things around election time that they think people want to hear.
Precisely. Precisely right. So, I was actually doing an interview yesterday with somebody that's very connected, and I asked the question. I said, you know, we were talking about war. And do we have to send troops into every military conflict? And the answer to that is no, as I've explained many times. You don't have to, we have thousands of other methods to deal with, you know, any kind of conflicts, least of which is diplomacy. But sometimes we give up way too much in diplomacy, way too much in diplomacy, as we have noted on giving Iran, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars and the Iran deal, and, you know, we're letting them off the hook for what the Houthis are doing and what's happening in Gaza. And anyway, that same kind of way over the top generosity in diplomacy not only applies to foreign policy, but it applies to domestic policy. They're doing it's the same kind of mindset. It's the same cultural thinking here. We'll just be nice. And, you know, Obrador, the president of Mexico, said the same thing. We don't believe in guns and bullets, and, you know, we believe in hugs and, you know, hug the thugs and kind of thing. Well, yeah. So, you know, sometimes the diplomacy thing is just not working. And so we're going to be nice, and we're going to, you know, these poor people that need to leave these countries and come to the United States, we'll accept them. I mean, Biden opened the door in the first debate that he had with Trump. Well, here they come. I asked the question yesterday, because they're doing all of these news reports on the hundreds and hundreds of Chinese coming across the southern border in the San Diego sector.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got Christopher Wray out there that has sounded, and rightly so, the alarm bell on all things China. The big question is that somewhere between the Department of Homeland Security, the White House, and the FBI, is there an FBI team that is at the San Diego sector right now checking these people out? Oh, by the way, there's a couple there from Syria.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is all just going on and on and on. And I guess this is maybe just a rhetorical question here, but if Biden really does issue an executive order that substantially stops many people from coming across the border, as we're seeing right now, is that a racist maneuver? I don't think you'll get the same kind of criticism on that. In fact, it'll be, do you see what he's doing? He's doing this because the Republicans won't pass the bipartisan bill. So he has no choice but to take matters into his own
hands. Well, the Democrats won't pass H.R. 2 in the Senate. So, I mean, you know, we keep forgetting about H.R. 2.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And even Speaker Johnson was asked about this, asked whether or not, you know, he feels the Republicans are giving too much to the Democrats as a gift for the election. And he said no, because he says we believe the American people are with us on this. You know, we're holding firm precisely because this bill is so terrible. Their bill, they're not the HR 2.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Senate bill should never have actually been brought to the floor. The one that should have been brought to the floor was the one that's been sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk for maybe a year now, and HR 2. That's the one. And so the Republicans need to be out there saying that instead of trying to defend the reason that, you know, they voted down the Senate bill. They need to be talking up H.R. 2.
Well, of course, yeah, and I think the American people would appreciate that, because they do. I think they really do start to realize that the policies that were in place prior to this were working so much better.
Well, the question is, if he's going to sign an executive order, or he's going to state that he's going to sign an executive order at the State of the Union, then I would say there's probably a team somewhere between DHS and the State Department that's talking with Obrador of Mexico right now, saying, okay, we're going to give you this, and this, and if you put your military or your police or your federales or whatever you want to call them, you know, at both of your borders and at your airports, we'll pay for it. You know, I mean, we could be making an offer he can't refuse.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Well, also, Denise, what do you think about this American ballerina? She's got the dual citizenship.
Yeah, she donated $51.
Yes, right, to the Ukraine war effort, and now she's probably going to get in prison for life in Russia, basically.
Up to 12 to 20 years for what they call treason. She's a dual citizen. So where's our State Department?
Good question. See, that would be the first thing that comes to our minds. Unfortunately, I mean, and this is $51. Oh my gosh, they're just trying to make an example of her, obviously.
Well, that's precisely what has happened. Furthermore, while we're at it, we have this Russian helicopter pilot that literally took a helicopter and defected to Ukraine with the helicopter, and then was there for a while, and then from there, I think he thought that it was a little dangerous, so he went to Spain. Well, guess what?
He was killed.
He was riddled with 30 bullet holes in the garage parking lot of where he was living in Spain. So he's dead. Oh, by the way, Alexei Navalny's brother now has a warrant for his arrest.
Wow. Let's see, now, you know, and Putin just kind of keeps going merrily along. Well, you know,
Because he can.
Because he can. Exactly right. Now, the State Department evidently, at least John Kirby said this, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah.
If you're living in Russia and you're a U.S. citizen or a dual citizen, get out of Russia now. Leave now. That's pretty ominous.
Well, I mean, it should have been said, I would say, back in 2014. The only people that ought to be in Russia that have anything in continuity, including U.S. companies, they should all be out. And the only people we should have there are those that are operating out of our embassies, even if our embassies are open.
Well, indeed. In other words, you know, the way that things are shaping up, you know, are incredibly concerning. You know, typically we don't tell people to just leave the countries,
a $1 billion a month, $1 billion a month, we are still buying Russian oil.
That's right.
Go figure that one out, okay? We've got all these shadow tankers that are Russian tankers that are under Russian authority. They're sitting out there in the Black Sea, and what are they doing? Oh, well, they're transferring the oil. You've got all these tanker ships that are sitting side by side, so they're transferring the oil. And what happens? Well, from there it goes to India. India refines it and then turns around and sells it to us for $1 billion a month. I would say Moscow is richer today than it was before all of this stuff.
Yeah, and we have our own oil, by the way, which we could be using. That's the thing. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back here after the bottom of the hour break. We'll take your telephone calls then as well, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has pledged to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. President Biden's brother James will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers has approved a model for the new 12-team playoff, ensuring that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoffs this fall. Initially, only Power 5 conference champions were to receive automatic bids. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
All right, yes, you are, and we are continuing through the Wednesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, of course, we also have KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. You can head over there if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning as well. And, of course, we're talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Head over to FoundersCode.com, everybody. Check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has over there, and you won't be sorry. So welcome back again, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. So, oh, by the way, how's the puppy doing?
Sleeping.
Oh, okay. I won't. I won't say anything. That's
whisper.
Great. Whisper. No problem. All right. Well, we have so much more to talk about. Obviously, we do have a call coming in for you here right now, and we got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, listening to us this morning. He's got a great question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Neil. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. It's really a pleasure to get on your show. I have a quick little story experience that occurred this evening. I was talking to a woman who was born and raised in Czechoslovakia. She lives here in Henderson.
Okay.
And she's a U.S. citizen as well as a she has citizenship, I think, in European Union. I don't know if there's such a thing. But we started talking, and she was talking about Tucker Carlson. And I said, gee, I'm a big fan of Tucker Carlson for some reason. You know, they took him off the Fox, decided to just, you know, remove the show. But she was talking about his interview with Putin. And she was raving about the interview. She said it was a tremendous interview. And I said at that point, you know, I like Putin. As soon as I said that, she just started overflowing with how much she loved Putin. And this is a woman from Czechoslovakia. She said, Putin is the greatest. I asked her about Ukraine. She said, the preferred language in Ukraine is Russia, Russian. Ukraine is part of Russia. You know, she felt no threat about Putin absorbing Ukraine. We agreed that the Ukrainian government is a mafia-style, this is not my description, a mafia-style government. I don't know why we are sending them money. And, you know, the irony is this, for the bleeding heart liberals out there, the more guns and bullets we send Zelensky and his mafia-style government, destruction it creates, okay? It escalates to death and destruction. There's a dichotomy there. Let me go to one other thing. I mentioned this guy's name. To me, I think I pointed this out before. The corruption in Ukraine runs so deep, we have no idea. And the evidence is right in front of our nose, okay? It's looking at us right in the face. Burisma, Hunter Biden, Bagman, and people aren't connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. I was listening to a guy today on General. He goes by Ambassador Taylor. He's a retired Army general, also a West Point graduate. All right? He is a clown.
All right.
Well, I saw him before a congressional hearing.
I tell you what, Neil. There's a lot to unpack there, so let's let Denise start to respond to that, so we can also get to one of the other callers here. But we appreciate your call very much, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for allowing me to contribute.
Sure. Thanks, Neil. Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Everybody, just right there outside Las Vegas. Denise, what do you think about his story there?
Well, you know, I can't argue with the conversation that he had with this person. So, I mean, there's, you know, it would be derelict for me to you know, challenge that conversation. I clearly understand, you know, his position. he's made it clear. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. I'm not going to argue that there hasn't been and possibly still is corruption in Ukraine. I don't think it's at the level that it once was when you had Viktor Yanukovych there, who, by the way, stole tens of billions of dollars. And where is he living now? Oh, Russia. So, I mean, and as soon as Zelensky became president, in order to necessarily clean up the corruption, perhaps, I don't know, you know, he had a war to deal with that's escalated. So, yeah.
Let's just say that Putin completely takes over Ukraine, just for sake of argument, that Russia absorbs Ukraine. But then what happens next? Does nothing happen next, or does Putin then have a stair step to Poland, or, you know, and to do
Estonia, Moldova?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, those leaders at the Munich Security Conference, that was really only the topic of discussion. They're panicked.
Indeed.
They're virtually panicked.
Well, we've also got Eric in Tennessee this morning giving us a call on the program. Good morning, Eric. You're on the program with Denise.
Hey, good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, I guess it's maybe a bit of a serendipity here. Denise was talking. You guys were talking about the Chinese coming across the border and FBI Director Ray with probably zero. There might be a couple agents maybe keeping a good eye on what's going on down there. Well, you follow me here, a little tongue in cheek, but it got me thinking. Okay, and there was an investigation done on a quote-unquote Russian missile fired into Kharkiv, I want to say is a couple weeks ago, or earlier this month. And the investigation found that there was over 200 components.
U.S. parts.
System. Yes, ma'am. U.S. and Western parts that, they, you know, they don't know where this, how the, you know, who knows how the supply chain goes once it leaves, you know, the secondary or tertiary distribution points. So you have that going on. And then that led me down a rabbit hole regarding rare earth minerals in the strategic stockpile that we have in the United States regarding munition and ammunition production, specifically antimony, which is a rare earth mineral required for ammunition and munition production. Mm-hmm. Well, in 1997, the only domestic U.S. mine producing antimony was a gold mine. I think it was one of the Dakotas, may have been Montana. Don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. But it ceased production in 97 of this. It ceased all production. So since 97, we've been reliant wholly and solely on antimony sources to produce our own munitions from China and Russia. Those were the only two exporting antimony, or countries exporting antimony. And not until, how should I say, maybe June of 22, can't believe it's already been a year and a half, that there was anything put forth legislatively to address this issue with this munition, the rare earth mineral, ceasing to be available in our own stockpile that we have already purchased from China and Russia in 2025. Long story short, okay, it's like there's the background on this. So now we have North Korean-produced missiles, guidance missile systems sold to Russia, produced in the West. We are still reliant on grandfathered, if you will, legacy antimony to produce our own munitions out of our strategic stockpile. So now we got all these sales.
Can't make it up. 290 components. Can't make it up. Between the United States and Europe, 290 components on that. It was actually a North Korean missile. Russia had.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Correct. So, exactly. So here's the question or rhetoric here. We can't even control, the FBI cannot control any potential PLA members, People's Liberation Army members coming across the border. We have a wide open border. It's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black at this point, that we as the United States are still reliant on all these people that we've said, we shouldn't be doing business with.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're potentially selling these components. Now, there was another
just real quick, Eric, unfortunately, we only got about 30 seconds, so we want to give Denise a chance to respond.
Yeah, hey, Roger that. I just want to put that out there. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Hey, take care, Eric. All right, Eric in Tennessee, everybody. We appreciate him very much. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
And he kind of made my point. We're buying the oil and
right.
I mean, this State Department and Department of Defense is so infected with stupidness. We could suspend and we can terminate and we can do all these things, and we're not doing it. If you go to Abu Dhabi, it's all Russian. Everybody speaks Russian in the hotels and in the elevators. Why? Because they're dealing with Russian oil and selling it on the open market.
Wow. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care. Have a great day.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, everybody, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4444. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, it's still only Wednesday, but Saturday will be here soon enough. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the program. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. And don't forget, folks, we're going to be talking here just real briefly, or real in a brief moment, I should say, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his podcast, his radio program, and you can hear him right here on our home station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday mornings, also 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons, again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Let's head over to the telephone line and say good morning to our friend Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we have, again, a lot to talk about this morning, Chris, a lot of things going on. I'd like to start in China, if that's okay, because I saw earlier today that China is just now cutting a key interest rate. They believe that this is going to help the property sector and these property developers. But, of course, as you often point out, I mean, China has a very different kind of command and control economy that some would love to, you know, even implement here on a grander scale, it would seem. But is this interest rate going to really do anything, or is this another desperate attempt to try to salvage what's foundering right now in the Chinese economy?
I don't think it's really going to do much. I mean, they're running into lots of problems. It was interesting that one of their big funds over there got in trouble and actually are suspended because they sold too much stock in a short period of time. It's like they're forcing companies to hold on to certain things. They have a myriad of issues right now. There's also a lengthy story yesterday talking about the amount of Chinese that are leaving the country and sneaking into the United States. They now have to put tighter controls on passports and leaving the country because people want to leave. So, you know, the various different things that they're instituting right now are just, again, I don't think they're going to really do much at all. I mean, the people kind of, and, you know, this is a country where, again, they've got their own culture, without a doubt, that's thousands of years old. Again, they're aware of what's going on in the rest of the world. It's not like it's a, you know, hermit kingdom like North Korea where people are kind of in the dark. So, you know, people that have the means to get out are doing so. I mean, they're actually making it more difficult for Chinese to go to Thailand and other places where they're finding themselves, you know, that are people just leaving the country.
Well, exactly right, and again, I mean the Chinese government, much like the old Soviet Union government, I mean they do try to control everything, or they do control everything. So when we hear about interest rates and problems, that's not exactly one-to-one correspondence to what we think of as interest rates here and how the economy works. Although, and I appreciate so much when you point out that. Even what the Fed does here can sometimes amount to that same kind of, we're going to manipulate this and control it in a way that maybe is just not organic.
Yeah, essentially planned things, they fall apart. They do all the time. I spent a little bit of time yesterday talking about, you know, the CHIPS Act. And, you know, we keep hearing about this and more money for chips companies. And nobody's actually going and reading the newspapers in and around where these chips factories are being built and actually seeing what's going on. You know, go read some of the news stories out of Syracuse, New York. You know, this chips factory's been, you know, supposed to be built 18 months ago. It hasn't even been started yet. And all of the logistical problems and what it's going to be involved. And, you know, The Guardian, which is most certainly not a right-of-center paper, talking about what's going on in Arizona with the Taiwan semiconductor plant. It's a mess out there. You know, not to mention, you know, the rules that the Biden administration puts on these companies and how they go about building these plants, in particular union workers. And, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I want to hire, you know, a workforce that's going to get the job done right, but also going to do it on time and get it in under a certain, you know, time frame. And they're not doing that. I mean, that's not what you're going to get with, you know, having a completely union job. I mean, they're going to try to extend it as long as possible, and that's not what corporate America or corporate anywhere wants. And, you know, they're railing against that. Mind you, that these chips companies as well, you know, they don't like it. They can just say, hey, listen, the demand's not there anymore. We don't want to build it. And they can pull out of all these things. And that's what I see happen. I don't even see most of these chips plants even being built.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is, you know, that would be not a very good outcome to all of that. Well, I'll tell you what, too, Chris. One of the stories we saw earlier today, too, is that according to some of these leading indicators, quote unquote, we're seeing indications that there will not be a recession, but many times the recession is recognized after the recession had occurred. I mean, is this, you know, sort of, you know, all, you know, unicorns and sunshine for the economy, or is it covering up something else?
I don't pay much attention to, you know, again, that's the topic conversation. I don't know, they're starting to talk about recession again. You're not going to know until well after the fact when they officially call it. The National Bureau of Economic Research, most people can tell what's happening on the ground themselves. You know, we're seeing, you know, a lot of companies proceed with cost cutting, and I think we're going to continue to see layoffs. This idea that we're, you know, have this, you know, wonderful, great growth that's out there. I never buy any of that, especially when it's generated from government. You know, it's like saying, all right, I'm going to go out and, you know, crank up my credit card and make myself look wealthy, but I'm not really wealthy because I don't even have the money to pay off you know, the stuff that I bought, my stuff that ends up owning me. And that's what we are as a nation. A lot of our GDP is based upon borrowing, and, you know, it's not productive borrowing and spending, which means that in the long run it's going to end up hurting us.
You know, I was listening to a conversation earlier with some financial people talking, and they're basically saying, well, in places like Walmart, you know, Walmart seems to be seeing, you know, that people really aren't gravitating towards electronics and things like that. They seem to be coming in. They are spending, but they're spending on food, you know, those kinds of items, as opposed to other things that would be, you know, quote unquote, for fun. I think that might be an indicator as to where people across the highways and byways, where they are with the dollars that they can spend each month.
Yeah, it's always the necessities, and that's those are the things that have been persistently ticking much, much higher for a very long period of time. I've been alerting people to this prior to when, you know, the inflation monster, you know, reared its ugly head back when they were calling it transitory. You know, I'm saying, oh, this inflation's been with us for a while. And, you know, people that pay their bills and are on top of these things, you know, they understand that. And, you know, I get, keep track of your records. So it's just, it's QuickBooks is, you know, and various different accounting tools are great. You can go back. I mean, it might make you nauseous to see what you were spending on things, you know, 10 years ago and compare it to where you are today. You know, you look at your car insurance, look at your, you know, health insurance. You know, it's just two kids from Staten Island making videos in regards to everyday items, and they've gone, kind of gone viral and making fun of what they're spending on things. And it's true. And these are the things that the Americans really feel. You know, like I said, it's great that, and I can get electronic devices and, you know, television for next to nothing, but you can't eat it. And you don't have to buy them that often. And, you know, it's the stuff that you spend money on every day, that's what counts.
Well, exactly. And you know what, Chris? We got a great listener up in your area in New York City, NYC. It's Frederick, and he loves listening to the program. We appreciate that. And he writes in and would like to ask you a question about he's listening to some of these Wall Street insiders basically saying that they're going to have to cut rates ahead of the 2024 election, basically under pressure from the Biden administration, despite the increasing inflation report that we're seeing. What do you think about that and the implications for the economy? And I know that now they're looking more towards June for something like that. What do you think?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. It really wouldn't. I don't think, you know, the Fed, it's certain types of inflation we have, you know, keeping raising rates, whatever it may be, I don't think it's really going to do much of anything. I also think that, you know, they're trying to stave off or maybe put off the inevitable when it comes to commercial real estate here in this country and kind of push off maybe a quicker demise. So, yeah, I think that there's politics involved with that. Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm with you on that. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Thank you again. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I'll get it right. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Folks, we are coming right back. Top of the hour news is next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.